course, I'm a veteran. I can go to Veterans Hospital, but they don't specialize in that too much.
Oh, I see. What war were you in?
Both of them.
Is that right?
Yeah.
One and two?
Yeah. The first in 16 days, and the other in 6 months and 15 days. Letting out on account of my age in the last.
Yes, sir. Where were you stationed?
Hattiesburg, Shelby.
What branch of service were you in?
31st Infantry Division.
You didn't have to go overseas?
Mm-mm. See, they passed that 38-year-old law. When that come in, they finally let me out.
I see. Yeah.
No, if I didn't draw that veteran's check, I'd have to be on welfare.
Yes, sir. That's a pretty good arrangement they have.
Oh, yeah.
Veterans. Get some benefits. You were telling me that, I think you said you had heard people say something like, well, so-and-so finally kicked the bucket.
Yeah.
Kind of joking about it?
Yeah, I've heard that expression many a time.
And you'd just say he
died, passed out.
Right. Talking about somebody like that, you might say, well, he's been dead a week now, and nobody's yet figured out what he
done.
Or what he died.
Yeah, what killed him.
How would you say that? Would you say what he died of or died with?
Or what killed him or what he died with.
Yes, sir. Okay. What about the place where people are buried? You call that a
cemetery.
Have you ever heard it called anything else?
Graveyard.
Right. Does it make any difference what you call it, say, if it was a small one on private property just for the family?
Well, they'd call that a family plot.
I see. Okay. And the box that people are buried in, that's called a
casket or a coffin.
Right.
East called them coffins.
I see. And talking about the ceremony, you say that you're going to so-and-so's.
Preach a funeral.
Right. What about if people are dressed in black, you'd say that they're in
mourning.
Do people still do that much?
Not much, no.
Okay. Say if somebody met you in town, somebody you know, and they said, well, hi, how you doing? How you getting along? And if it was just an average day, what would you probably say?
Well, tell them you're getting along fine.
Doing
or all right, yeah.
Okay. Or say this expression, if the children are out late and the wife's getting a little bit excited, you might say, well, they'll be home all right, just don't
fret or don't worry.
Okay. Have you ever heard of this disease that children used to get? They get these sores in their throat, and their throat would close up. And they
yeah, diphtheria.
That used to be bad around here?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear of anybody around here dying with it?
Not lately. They used to pretty often.
Okay. Or what about a disease that causes your skin and eyeballs to turn yellow?
That's malaria or yellow jaundice.
Is there a difference there?
Yeah.
I imagine that looks kind of unusual.
Yeah.
See somebody turn yellow.
Yeah.
Or say if a person gets a real severe pain right around here,
yeah,
they might be having an attack of
appendicitis.
You still have yours or?
Yeah. I never been to the hospital once in my life.
Is that right?
That was last June. I was walking around with double pneumonia and didn't know what I had.
Goodness gracious. How's it feel to have double pneumonia?
Well, I just took a fever. Didn't have a bit of cold. I always thought you had to have a cold to have pneumonia.
Yes, sir.
But I found out different. I kept that fever about 3 weeks.
Ooh. Did it make you feel weak?
No, not too weak.